Well, good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for July 26, 2015. Koyo Kubose here. So very, very glad you joined us. Well, this very drought in California has been very severe for the last few years, and it's really culminated. And everybody is so water conscious, from the governor on down, mandates for local government to cut back on water consumption by 20-25% and things like this, and trickle down. Everybody, well, particularly if you have a sprinkler system on your for your lawn, everybody's lawn is brown now, ours included. They say brown is the new green, and that this brown, nice golden color of the lawns, dried up lawns, are California gold. And so this is always on our minds right now. But I heard that the weather people said that El Nino is there. The signs for it out in the ocean, you know, has to do with the wind currents and then the warm water and stuff, and the certain conditions create what they call an El Nino that affect the winds and so forth that predict a wet rainy season this coming winter. And it's the first real El Nino effect in about 5-6 years. So this is promising, and we'll have to see. They're almost positive that we're going to have a El Nino effect this year, and we'll get a lot of rain. Our rainy season's in the wintertime. And of course, in the foothills where we live, if you get rain, whenever it rains, that means a lot of snow in the mountains. And all that snow in the mountains, then come spring, when it melts, that's replenishes a lot of the groundwater. So I think conservation, just a little bit, goes a long way, and you have to do it locally. And I was just talking to our guest who's going to give us a Dharma glimpse today, Dave Joyal. He is part of our Lay Minister 4 group. We're on our 8th group now, and the 9th group will be starting this September. But Dave Joyal is from Wisconsin. But we were just talking before the show started, and we're mentioning about allergies and so forth. And I'm not too big on remedies and things. I'm not too sensitive, I guess, or too bright in terms of figuring out causes and conditions and personal aspects of nutrition and stuff. You know, kind of not very sensitive, so I need dramatic effects, and that's been my personal experience. And so when something really works for me, it really gets my attention. And I have had hay fever, you know, all my life, and it got real bad here in California in the springtime when of course, we're on 6 acres of wooded lot property and a lot of pine trees. And I think in the spring, their pine pollen, a lot of the yellow dust is all over the place. And it will get so bad that for almost a month or so, My nose would run like a faucet all day. My eyes would be itchy. And I did this and that, took this and that. And one time, a few years ago, I was driving by, and there was a road stand fellow selling honey, and the sign said Allergy Buster. And I had never really paid too much attention, but I tried it, and then it really helped. I took a teaspoonful of this honey every day in my tea, or put it in your cereal or whatever, or just take it straight if you want to. And it's local honey, and it cured my allergies. And I thought it might be a fluke, but I was so impressed that I found out where a lot of roadside stands got their honey from Kingsburg, which is a local farm. And there are different kinds of honeys, too, locally. You have to get the raw, unfiltered wildflower ones. And so I've been doing this for 5-6 years now, and I've never had any allergies. So if this topic of allergies ever comes up, I pout it so strongly. A little bit goes a long way. And I think there's a lot of Dharma lessons in the fact that, you know, you don't want to be too clean in the sense of too pure, trying to isolate yourself from interdependency with your local environment, because obviously the honeys contain the pollens. It's the whole idea, methodology behind immunizations and so forth that protects your body, okay? Not trying to prevent, you know, have a sterile thing, environment. And I think this applies in a lot of ways, you know? It's the small irritations that make us appreciate and pay attention that we're alive. And we could, I think, you could write a long essay on this aspect of applying this medical aspect to spiritual growth. Well, I'm getting carried away. I'm going to introduce Dave Doyle. Our family connections go way back. My father did a lot of significant life event services for his family and for his parents, and weddings and funerals, and we've maintained the connection. It's a real richness in life. Well, for today's guest, Dave Doyle.
Thank you, Reverend Kabosi. I appreciate it. And I love the our conversation with regard to honey. And my Dharma Glimpse was titled Dharma Glimpse in the Bumper Sticker. And I have since just changed it to Sweet and Simple, 6 words that lead to a fun review. When I was asked to share a Dharma glimpse, I immediately thought of a simple statement that I saw on a bumper sticker a few years back. And I thought, immediately, this is a great place to start. But the challenge for me, I kept coming back to, was, you know, is 6 words good enough for a Dharma glimpse? It's not enough, you know. So I thought about it, and I would walk with my dog Lola and think about these 6 words, and I thought, yeah, that sums it up on a lot of things, but is it enough? So I decided, I think I'm going to review some of the Dharma glimpses I have given in the past. And that led me to looking at some of my class notes from LM4 and my classmates' glimpses, and it was just great fun. You know, just reviewing these and remembering how these glimpses were just great shared experiences. And that led me to Reverend Kabosi's Dharma Glimpse Guideline that we had for the class. And so on one of my walks, I printed out the guidelines and read, and sure enough, I was assured that six words were more than adequate for a Dharma glimpse. Very similar to simple honey can have a profound effect on our health. And so for many circumstances in my life where there has been this stress and anxiety have been front and center, these six words have helped center me. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. And that's my Dharma Glimpse bumper sticker. Thank you very much.
That's really great. I love it. I love it. And, you know, this is, pain. I remember, you know, the physical pain in life is, you can't avoid it. And when suffering is optional, that is a very challenging, audacious statement. And if we give it a little bit of thought, people could get really upset about that because they say, is this what Buddhism is, or the Dharma teachings espousing? Because it would... I'm just reflecting on actual conversations and presentations, and this kind of aspect arises in workshops, talks, seminars, dialogues. How about when young children or innocent victims or how can you say when they're suffering and that there's no options here? Okay. It's not like some kind of a psychological tool or use a teaching in order to reduce your suffering. This doesn't apply when you're talking about innocent victims. So I think it... touches a trigger point or pushes a button in people's consciousness about this whole topic of, and if they would pursue this a little bit more, the big difference between the physical and the psychological. And what is the nature of suffering? And it's a challenging aspect, not just as a topic, but in one's own life. Because the degree to which we apply something simple, something simple, become very complex. And we start to look at, you know, not about suffering, but my suffering. And not wanting to take responsibility for it. Not that, you know, conditions and circumstances are irrelevant. Of course not. Not that we shouldn't try to improve and make changes, okay, or whatever sort that makes our life easier, okay, less stressful. But that suffering is optional I'll tell you another great bumper sticker. You know, it's that BM happens. Okay, of course they use a different word for BM, but and then they had this poster, and it also made into a T-shirt about the great philosophies behind the world's religions, all based off of this simple statement of BM happens. And it says, when BM happens, how might you interpret this from each religious world and religion standpoint? And for, well, it's kind of humorous too. There's things like, for Catholics, it's when BM happens, why you deserved it, or you feel guilty about it. Or Jewish religion said, if BM happens, when BM happens, they say, well, why does BM always happen to us? Okay. Hinduism said, oh, has BM happened before? Okay. Kind of reincarnation idea. Or Zen Buddhism, they would say, what is the sound of BM happening? Okay. But the one for Buddhism said, when BM happens, it's not really BM. Okay. Wow. This means my father would, Reverend Gyomei Kobosi would say, one of his sayings was, black is white. Now, that's pretty simple. And without any, without some necessary unpacking, you don't really realize, okay, what the nugget, these nugget phrases contain. Black is white. We say, what do you mean? Okay. Black is black and white is white. And of course, black meaning dark periods of life, tragic events. If something, illness occurs, accidents happen, okay, crises, even the word for a crisis in Japanese is composed of two Chinese characters, and one character means danger, the other character means opportunity. Now, isn't that interesting that danger and opportunity put together is a life crisis, and the worst thing that experiences happen to us have been the greatest teachers? This kind of thing, you know, that kind of perspective is a tremendous thing. And it all has to do with, well, the non-dualistic aspect. We always dichotomize things into good and bad, success, failure, without seeing the dialectical. Okay, I'm getting kind of philosophical here, but, you know, that the interdependency, the interconnections, the, we might call it just, you know, simply oneness, but the fact that everything interacts together. There's no success without failure. There's no parent without a child. It's built in. There's no mountain without a valley. It has to be. That's the way reality is. The deeper the valley, the higher the mountain. This all comes, is just pulled out of me in terms of suffering is optional. Whole lot of teachings, okay, about this very important thing. And it enables us, I think, to have a wider perspective, okay, when we are suffering. we say suffering's optional, but that's like, you know, we're human beings. So it's not like you're never going to suffer either. Okay? Well, like I say, with regard to even like things like anger and, you know, human beings, we're funny. We talk about non-attachment, and then we get attached to the teaching of non-attachment. That's our human being. And so when we think, suffering is from greed and anger and ignorance, and I got to get rid of those things. And when I'm doing real well, and then it happens, our button is pushed. We were thinking about being patient and kind when we're driving our car, and then the rude driver cuts in front of us, and bam, we see red. 5 seconds ago, we were just right on the topic, mindfully talking about being calm. That is the human condition. But so then they think, oh, I messed up, or no, this shows how limited I am, or how, okay, I'm not progressed at all, okay? Overgeneralizing, overdramatizing, and saying, oh, man, I'm no good, okay? This optional thing comes in like, my point is, I know particularly with regard to anger, getting upset, relating it to the spiritual practice, whatever one has, living, becoming a better human being, and so forth, is that don't make the mistake of saying, well, I'm never supposed to be angry. Everybody gets angry. The wisest sage, okay? It's just that they don't get it. It takes more to get them angry. The magnitude is not as high, and you get over it quicker. That's what it's all about. Okay? And so your spiritual practice and your intention and your sincerity, okay, you don't do it just for the result, okay? Because that will set you up for failure. Okay? But you go along and enjoy life. Enjoy the process. And don't get caught up in, victimizing yourself with those kind of thoughts. So suffering is optional. It's a complex thing. Simple things, but deeper things. I guess that's a good way to put it. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a very beautiful day. Thank you.